93.5, 104.7 FM Pirate Radio. Billy Joe Royal with Down in the Boondocks. My dad still uses that word, and it just always reminds me of him. Louis Armstrong before that had some Brooks Benton in that little mini set, and also The Tempting Temptations, and Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs, who I think should have changed his name to Glimmer. It seems like it would go better with Fireballs, but who am I to say, right? 8:16 right now. Good morning. I am your cruise director, Sue. Welcome aboard the Crack of Dawn Morning Cruise. Welcoming aboard a fellow artist who has her work at Santa Rosa Art Gallery in La Porte. You've probably heard me talk about it ad nauseum about Santa Rosa and the artists and all the things we're doing over there. But Jennifer Brakefield is an oil and watercolor artist. She paints, and she's having a single show coming up at the Art Lab. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning, Sue.
Good to see you outside of the gallery. We had a really nice open house last weekend, so that was a lot of fun. So, but now you're putting together a solo show.
I am. Over the past year or so, I've been exploring the areas, the natural spaces around Fort Collins. It's amazing what's in our backyard.
Right.
And it's been a wealth of landscapes for me. I've got some watercolors and some oils, and I'm trying to fill the walls there at Art Lab. So hopefully sometime in November you guys can eke out some time and come visit me.
Yeah, that would be nice. So it's coming up November 17th through the 20th at Art Lab in Old Town. So from what I understand, I haven't been there myself, but I'll come see you. I'll come see your stuff.
That'll be awesome.
And it's supposed to be a really great space. Have you shown there before?
Yes, I have. It is a very wonderful space. It is free to rent. There is a security deposit in case of accidents, but you know, that doesn't really happen. But it's a great space that anyone can rent. It makes it a little bit of a more communal space, so you can find all sorts of things. There have been kids' nature classes. There have been music concerts there.
Okay.
There's been art shows. A lot of our other artists at Santa Rosa have shown there. It's a very lovely space, and it's run very well. See, I believe Dawn is the lady that you want to contact.
Okay.
She's super, super helpful.
Yeah, that's great. So is this your first solo show then?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I have done them in the past.
Nice.
Yeah, my last one was before the coronavirus took hold. Let's see, I had it in December of 2019. And I had a lovely turnout. I had quite a few folks come and visit me, and they were able to pick out a lot of those spaces that, you know, they see in their backyard when they go visit. And I was very happy to connect with folks that way.
Yeah, that's a really great thing. Plus, people get to meet the artist and find out more about you and, you know, what inspires you and all those sort of things, which is going to be my next question. What inspired you to become an artist? I know you mentioned off air that you're a CSU graduate.
Yes. So, I am a CSU graduate. I came out here from the state of Maryland, where I had received my bachelor's at the Maryland Institute College of Art.
Okay.
And before that, I was kind of floating around, is the best way to put it. I was an environmental science major and found out I'm very bad at math.
Oh.
And
darn
I took
it.
I know, right? That's okay. I have a calculator, though.
Oh, good. Yeah. So we're good.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep.
I always say I'm too pretty to do math. It's not true, but
toilet paper math is the hardest math.
Yeah.
But I did go, and the career was started by one of my teachers, Peter Collier. He taught a landscape painting class. I took it for fun, thinking, well, what do I do now?
Right.
Let's have some fun. So I took the class, and he goes, hey, you're really good at it. I think you should take some other classes. And thought about it for a while, and, you know, of course, I wouldn't be able to do it without the support of my parents. They're also part of the reason that I am inspired to make art. One of the things that we did as a kid was go around all the natural areas. I'm from the Chesapeake area.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Beautiful area.
So much stuff to do.
Sure.
And then we would go to the Appalachian Mountains, and that is a very, very beautiful place as well.
Sure.
So lots of inspiration to draw from. I do enjoy nature on its own. I don't always have to take my sketchbook with me. And I'd like to bring some of that back. And for the folks that can't always make it, sometimes it's nice to say, hey, look what I saw.
Yeah, or maybe they saw it in the past and they're inspired by other. Oh, I've been there. Mm-hmm. I've stood in that exact spot. That would be really fun.
That is actually one of my top comments. Oh, I know where that is. Yeah. I went for a hike there, or I used to live near there.
Right. Yeah, that's great stuff. That's got to be very satisfying for you.
It is. It is. And it's what keeps me making art, is being able to make that connection with people.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. So how can people get a hold of you if they want to, like maybe, you know, before, now that we've gotten everybody excited, but now you have to wait in person until the middle of November.
Sorry.
But how do you have a website?
I do.
How do people get a hold of you?
So I have a website. It is jbrakefieldfineart.com.
Okay.
And that also has links to my Facebook and my Instagram. Also my email as a contact form. But a lot of the times I am out and about. You might see me in one of the natural spaces. Obviously, Santa Rosa Art Gallery is a way to get a hold of me.
Right.
On Thursdays, I moderate an open studio.
So we need to come over for that. I have to put that on my calendar.
Oh, yeah. And anyone is welcome to come, whether you're an artist at the gallery, whatever level you're at. So they can always reach me there in person, too.
Okay. That sounds great. I'm going to put all that information up on our Facebook page. That way people can just click right through and find you. And, of course, we always want to encourage you to come over to Santa Rosa Tuesday through Saturday. Extended hours, I think, for Christmas. We'll be talking more about that as we get closer to the holidays. But Jennifer Brakefield has her a single show at the Art Lab November 17th through the 20th downtown in Old Town. And make sure you make plans to stop by and see her artwork. And, of course, we'd love it if you purchase something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say 98% of it's for sale.
Yeah, you're not going to turn that down. What can you give me a price range, maybe, to let people know?
Yeah, so some things I have, about $40 for stuff that's unframed, unmatted. And
okay.
I have a couple pieces, given the size and the detail, are about $800.
Okay. That sounds great. Good price range and just in time for gift giving.
Yeah, something for everybody.
How about that? Jennifer, great to see you.
Thanks for having me on.
Outside of the gallery. And now all you have to do is give me your best arg.
Oh, can it be a yar?
Anything you like.
Yar.
Oh, see, I'm glad you did that. It was perfect.
It's the Crack of Dawn Morning Cruise.
Go make all your dreams come true, baby.
93.5, The Pirate.